Heating and Cooling is a family-owned business with over 25 years in residential and commercial HVACs. All technicians are certified and factory-trained and have completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded, too. It's Premier Heating and Cooling. Call them today at 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
This is Larry Connor. And I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
Hi, it's Frank, and now another email from a happy customer of Precision Coatings. Dear Frank, wanted to let you know that we were very pleased with the job that Precision Coatings did for us. Our deck is about 6 years old, and it never had anything done to it, so it looked really bad. Now it looks great. Using the people that you speak for takes the stress out of looking for the right people. Thank you, Curtis from Glen Carbon. You know, what Curtis said there, using the people who sponsor this show takes the stress. Forget Angie's List. You don't need Angie's List. Those people pay to be on there anyway. And if you don't pay, they allow negative postings. Forget that. All you need is, we'll call it the Frank's List. Yeah, the list of sponsors who support this show. We will never knowingly steer you wrong. And Precision Coatings is a great example. They're going to paint the back of my house because the front's brick. You don't. If you're an FM DJ, you'd have them paint the brick and the stone in the front. It's siding on the back, hardy plank, and they're going to paint that for me in the spring. They just completed a full waterproofing on the brick and stone on my house, and they did a fantastic job. And I'm hearing great things from you folks about Precision Coatings. You need your house painted inside, outside. Of course, we're in the interior time of year now. They'll do it. Commercial, residential, Precision Coatings. Well, the number, I have it right here, 636-244-5243, or go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you'll see Precision Coatings. Click on it, it'll take you right to their site. It's a beautiful site. Precision Coatings.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650, or go to markandjason.com.
Two down and one to go. The large morning show for a Thursday, the 22nd of October. I'm Scott, Ian and Dan. They're here all the time. Paul Harris will be here tomorrow.
We are here all the time.
I see you sleeping in the hallway. When I was talking about giving out money,
no worries.
I can Dan, but I hear you have lots of cigarettes.
I do, apparently.
You're not going to give any out on Halloween, right?
No, I'm not.
Do you like Halloween? Can we agree that the Large Morning Show officially likes Halloween? We not hate Halloween?
No. Yeah.
There are shows that don't like Halloween,
I've heard such things.
Not allowed on
I like Halloween,
shows anymore.
And Peon is going to have to learn to love it, especially when Archie gets older. A little older.
You have a son?
Yes.
You have a band?
When did that happen?
I have a daughter.
You have a daughter?
I thought I had a daughter.
I love Halloween. I think it's one of the most fun holidays because it gives you an opportunity to talk to your neighbors without being uncomfortable. The kids come by. You give them something. It's the parenting that I like to do, and I have had in my past, girlfriend and currently, that have kids. And bribery seems to be the way to a child's heart. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity to make nice with the kids so they don't toilet paper your tree. Now, what kind of candy to give out on Halloween is a question that every household sort of wrangles with.
I don't think they so much teepee any longer on Halloween.
Oh, no, the children are so well-behaved.
No, they do teepee.
Yeah.
But now teepeeing has become a term of endearment now. You are like the in person if you're teepeed, apparently.
Well, that's
One of our neighbors got TP'd, and it was like, oh, this is great.
I love the honor so much that you little jerks come over and pick every piece out of my yard and out of my trees. Now, the St. Louis people, I don't know if you know this, since you both grew up here, that other places do not require the children to perform some sort of horribly delivered joke or some sort of musical number before they get their treats. They just come to the door, they look cute, and they go away. Did you know that I'm going to sing or tell a joke? Do you know that's a St. Louis thing?
No.
Yeah, it is. In Michigan, we didn't do that. You just go there, and there's this veiled threat that something bad's going to happen if you don't. It's almost like extortion. So,
well, if you're in Detroit, the kids just open their bag up, and they drop bullets in there.
They pull out a pistol.
Yeah.
The night before in Detroit, you ever heard of Devil's Night?
I have heard of that, yes.
The night before, that's when most of the little juvenile delinquents would go out and do their terrorist work, soaping windows and toilet paper.
I have lots of friends that live in Detroit, bunch of hockey buddies.
Yeah, and then I took this quiz online where they try and figure out the way you pronounce things or sort of the language that you use or euphemisms or nicknames, and they nailed me perfectly from Detroit, primarily because, do you know what Devil's Night is? That's the night before Halloween. But Halloween is a big industry. Did you guys know how much money folks are projected to spend in this year's Halloween?
Oh, 2015? My goodness. It's got to be in the billions.
It is. Ian, would you like to take a guess? Dan?
Oh, what? $3
billion? Ian?
I was going to say three as well.
$6.9 billion.
I'll say $6.9 billion.
You're correct. Down from $7.5 billion from last year. I don't know why it's down. Seems like the economy is doing better. At least that's what they're telling us. 80% of people say they will spend less. $2.1 to $2.6 billion will be spent on candy. 70% of people say chocolate is their favorite. Do you know the most popular candy bar in the United States?
In the United States?
Candy bar now?
Candy something.
I would say Snickers.
No, I think it was Reese's, didn't we?
Was it
guys Reese's? Have number one and number two.
Oh, I thought in the United States. Were we talking before when we were talking?
I don't know that they
States?
Have Halloween in Sweden, much to Bernie Sanders' chagrin.
No, I thought I didn't know if we were talking St.
It's
Louis,
like Sweden. Or they're giving out candy like Sweden and like Denmark.
Crazy.
Thank you. Reese's, Snickers, M&M's, and Twix. But state by state, they have the most popular Halloween candies that are out there. And this is something that I'm lifting a little bit from Josh Gilbert works on every show except this one.
Right.
And so he allowed me to lift this, which he got from somebody else. Do you know Missouri's candy, the candy that is the most popular in the state of Missouri?
The state of Missouri.
Yeah.
I would say a Snickers.
Ian?
I would probably say Snickers as well.
You're both wrong. It's Hershey Kisses, and that's why I think maybe this list of state by state is a little bogus, because of the top four, Snickers, Reese's, M&M's, and Twix only 8 states was that the most popular. So
yeah,
the Snickers bar, Illinois, congratulations to our Illinois friends. Snickers is the number one, along with Alaska, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Connecticut and Rhode Island, M&M's, Michigan, and Oklahoma. Twix, which is number 4, which I love, the Twix bar. It's not my favorite. Kit Kat's my favorite. Iowa and the District of Columbia. But I don't know how these become the most popular when you've got some very strange things on this list. Like in New Jersey, Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, that's huge here too. But a lot of the a lot of kids now like Sour Patch Kids. I never liked anything sour.
I was able to eat them when I was younger, but now that I've gotten older, it's impossible.
Does anybody like Three Musketeers?
I do not.
I do.
What is nougat? Is that what that is? That puffy? Is that
nougat? No, it's like a marshmallow type of stuff, I think.
You like a Three Musketeers?
Yes.
There's no candy bar around and I really want a candy bar and that's the only thing there, I'll eat it. But
if you were on some sort of island and you had some sort of machine where you could only have one candy bar, each one of you, what would be your candy bar of choice? That's it. That's your only candy bar.
Payday.
It would be peanut butter cups. Absolutely.
Peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
How about that Joan making the homemade peanut butter
cups? Oh, my goodness.
That was awesome. But mine would be Payday. I love Payday.
All right. Well, enough with the most popular ones. This is where the audience can come in. 969-5877, 888-550-5877. The people that give out the most disgusting of candies, the ones that are gross, the ones that you get in your bag, or your kids get in the bag, and you just look through it, and you're like, why on earth?
The homemade popcorn balls. When those found a way into the bag, that was
cyanide.
They find their way into the bag, and then those little black and orange square things. It's like taffy or something.
Wait a second. Is that a Mary Jane? Does that have a name?
No, but there are Mary Janes, but it is similar to a Mary Jane, I think.
And to all the people sharing, I've seen this multiple times on Facebook, sharing the picture of, and it's, I think a couple news sites have even picked up on this, saying, if you see these in your kid's candy bag this year, beware, they're not candy. And they show a picture of a bunch of ecstasy tablets.
Yeah. And give them to your 20-year-old sister.
Ecstasy comes in different forms. They're pill form, but usually they're either cartoon characters or a skull or a piece of dice, a dice. They're all in different shapes where it could look like candy, but if someone removes himself from the situation, nobody that's buying ecstasy is going to give it out for free.
I mean, not that we don't condone any of this. It's all awful, but how much is a hit of Molly going? It's like $20 or something.
Nobody's buying a big pile of
that to your 9-year old. And how about this? If it's not wrapped, trash can.
Yes.
Just you don't even have to look. Oh, if it looks like this, but if it doesn't look like that,
yes,
throw it away.
So stop sharing that picture, everybody.
All right, Kevin, we're talking disgusting candy on the Large Morning Show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Scott?
Excellent, sir.
Eon, Dan, how are you guys?
Kevin, good.
Frank?
on assignment.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to go with Eon on the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. But I sent Frank an email this morning, forgetting that he wasn't going to be in. I'm actually down here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, visiting my son. And on my way down, I came across one of our favorite cities here off of Route 60, off of 44. And it might be appropriate for Halloween, but you got to wrap it yourself. I stopped at Uranus, Missouri.
Oh, it's not Uranus, it's Uranus.
Uranus Fudge Factory.
I have my cousin bought me a T-shirt from the Uranus Fudge Factory.
I saw that this afternoon, and I just kept thinking about you guys, so I wrote. I have took a picture of myself outside in front of the sign.
Oh, please send it.
Pointing up there.
I have seen this. This guy apparently is a genius. He owns a restaurant and a couple other businesses down it's somewhere off of 55, right, Kevin?
It is. It's St. Robert's at exit 163. So he's got a burlesque hall, a restaurant, the Fudge Factory. In fact, they also have, I thought Frank might like this, an Outfitters. So I was looking at some of the handguns. It's not quite the proper the quality of his down there at
Pistols Plus.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I kept thinking, and so I took a picture. So he's got a picture of the sign and me pointing to it. I don't know, you know. I know how he is. You know, you guys don't go for that kind of
thing. No, that's not. I think he's trying to name this little strip mall his own town, Uranus, Missouri.
It's exactly the Charlie Rose show.
But no, Scott, great job.
I thank you.
You guys all the way down 44, listening to the law questions that you had. Great job on those. And talking to Johnny Landau, you know, what I guess in the 3 o'clock hour. Like I said, you bring a whole lot to this show. You guys, like I said, Dan will remember, Eon, I'm the guy that hears the news about all the time for the Thanksgiving Day. He used to call it potluck, and then he goes, why is it a potluck when we have to bring everything? You know, listen, thank you. It's been wonderful, and I'm going to go home and pack my clutch.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Right.
And by the way, the thanks to Kevin. M&M's, the most popular candy in Oklahoma, according to that.
List. And he was in Tulsa.
I didn't realize we did all that stuff on the show today.
You know what Tulsa spelled backwards
Exhausted.
Is?
No, it's Ed. He's on line one. How are you?
Oh, doing quite well. There is age limit when the little kids come up and they get their stuff, but you know when the kids show up, you know they're too old to be trick-or-treating?
Yes. Tell us.
Okay. For the little guy, I'll toss them a candy in their bag. Everything will be great. When the big kids show up, I'll slam packets of ketchup down in there fast enough that they can't see what they got. But if they hear a big thump in the bottom of the bag, they think, scored now. But see, now they don't know where the ketchup came from because they don't look in their bags right away.
That's a great
trick. You don't
want
to show up anymore? Oh. Give them ketchup.
Now, how old do you think the age limit is?
12, 13, 14, somewhere in there.
You can usually tell when they don't even bother to wear a costume. Yeah. They just have a pillowcase.
I'm a teenager.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Great cut.
That's the deal, you know?
Well, thank you very much, Ed.
If they show up as a Ninja Turtle, well, all right, maybe. But, you know, 15 is to be a Ninja Turtle.
I think 15 would be the cutoff, but I would say 13, 14.
When they drive themselves and get out of the car.
Yeah.
That would be a good one.
All right, thank you, Ed.
They're their own chaperone.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Alrighty, thanks,
Happy
Ed.
Halloween. All right. Or just get Necco wafers and put that in there. They'll never come back to your house again. I get the big candies from Sam's because to me, this is a game of extortion. And if they're older, they're the ones that can really do damage. They're the most likely kids that next year
you want to pay off,
that they're going to be breaking and entering and taking my flat screen TV. The 9-year-old Ninja Turtle, I don't want to see him cry, but that 6'7" kid dressed as a teenager. I might lose
full
my
full size Snickers. For
I
you,
might
son.
Lose. Oh, what a great costume! I want to keep my Xbox for just another year. So, well, let's talk to our pal Timmy Weiland.
Yeah, here's Timmy Weiland. He always went out as himself. He scared the crap out of all the neighbors.
He jumps out of the helicopter.
What did are you?
Did I what?
Jumps out of the helicopter. Boo.
Yeah, right. That would have been fun.
Giant what are you, cord. Little boy? I'm a traffic reporter.
I understand you wanted to tease me about something.
All right, that didn't go.
Did that Tulsa
no,
joke
no,
again?
No. I didn't want to tease you at all. That's I just wanted to know what your reaction was. I mean, I know you live, eat, and breathe Michigan, and I just wondered how you felt on Saturday.
That my reaction was as though I was watching some horrific car accident or something terrible on live television that I wasn't sure I was really watching, and then a lack of sleep for about 3 or 4 days. But It was so bad, in case people don't know, Michigan State, the big rival, got the ball with no time left on a botched punt and scored with a guy that had just kicked the ball 80 yards. You just have to kind of sort of give this 20-year-old kid a big sort of audio hug, tell him it's going to be okay, and use it as a teaching lesson. It was awful, but so, it's okay.
So Michigan State and Ohio State,
yes,
two teams that you do not want to lose to,
right,
if you're a Michigan fan.
Yeah, and the Ohio State is just plain old hatred. You know, there's some sibling rivalry with the other. But I got over it, Tim. It was so bad, you just had to be like, that poor kid. That's all I say. That poor kid.
You know, things come to mind when you watch stuff like that, and mine always goes to the person I know that is closest to that. And I thought of you as soon as it happened. I go, oh, my God.
Thank you.
Just got to be going. I couldn't even imagine what you were feeling.
Well, I was feeling that I had just watched Dealey Plaza on November 22nd.
He was trying to figure out how to sue somebody.
Nah, it was good.
But I
appreciate being thought of, Tim. It makes me feel good. And Mark Dorsey made me feel good, too, by walking in here and mocking me. It just happened.
It wasn't even about
the show.
Did he wear a Michigan State shirt?
Oh, that's okay. All right, how's the traffic?
All right, well, we've got just a little bit of good news for the folks on northbound 170 north of Scudder. All the lanes are blocked, except they are letting people get by on the right shoulder. It doesn't make your wait any better. You're backed almost all the way to Olive. Southbound 170, you're jammed up now north of Olive down through Highway 40. They still have Highway K shut down at... they have it at Waterford Crossing. It's a pretty serious accident out there. They've been out there for a couple hours now. Now looking at northbound 270, things are running pretty slow in the right lanes from Dorset up through McKelvey. Southbound 270 is jammed pretty solid now from Page down through Ladue, and then slow pockets down through Doherty Ferry. And on westbound 44, look for that slow traffic now from Kings Highway that goes all the way to the Murdoch Overpass. This traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery is on its way out, then stop by Advance and they'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Did you get up this morning, raring to hit the streets in your sales job, ready to press the flesh, ink some deals, make customers happy for an employer who doesn't appreciate your efforts? Or are you stuck in a dead-end job day after day, lamenting that there's no way to improve your future, while your employer tells you, cheer up, you're lucky to have a job, at least until the end of the week? What you need is the right opportunity. That, my friend, is the sound of opportunity knocking. Why, look, it's the Big 550, looking for sales professionals to develop and sell advertising and marketing campaigns to new and existing clients. The ideal candidate will be someone who can develop new client relationships through cold calling, networking, referrals from existing clients, have an innovative approach to client development, and be a team player. If interested, call 314-453-5500 or email us at employment@ktrs.com. If you're ready to set the world on fire, here's your match.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-5578. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-939-5578. That's 1-800-939-5578. 1-800-939-5578.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-400-1268. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-400-1268. That's 1-800-400-1268. 1-800-400-1268.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile. You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com. One of the best things about this time of year is it's a great time for landscaping. That means there's no better time to head to Zick's Great Outdoors. Fall is the perfect time to plant large trees. And right now, Zick's has that large tree you've been looking for to add to your yard. Zick's Great Outdoors has over 1,000 trees to choose from, like hornbeams, oaks, maples, white oaks, all in stock and ready to be planted. Feel free to bring your landscaper along with you to pick out that perfect one for your yard. While you're at Zick's, check out the beautiful knockout roses just waiting to be added to your landscape. Bottom line, Zick's Great Outdoors is one of the most interesting and best stock nurseries in the area, where you'll find thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more, large and small, for the patient and impatient gardener. Since 1980, Zick's Great Outdoors has been located at the corner of Clayton and Strecker Road, just a mile west of Clarkson on Clayton Road. For more information or directions, go to zicksgreatoutdoors.com.
In 1985, SelectQuote came up with a crazy idea. Comparison shop multiple life insurance companies for a customer's best price. No face-to-face meetings, no bias, just great rates from great companies. 30 years later, that idea doesn't seem so crazy. I'm Trudy Lum, a SelectQuote agent. Today, I found Tim, a healthy 35-year-old dad, a 10-year, $500,000 life insurance policy. His price? Under $19 a month. Since 1985, we've saved over a million families millions of dollars on life insurance. See how much you can save today.
Get your free quote now. Visit SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-900-1529. That's 1-800-900-1529. 1-800-900-1529. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Join CK Supply at their Used Equipment Expo on Saturday, October 24th from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. You'll find some of the lowest prices of the year on new, used, and reconditioned welding equipment. Enter to win a welding hood, no purchase necessary. Snacks will also be available. Don't miss this once-a-year sale on October 24th at CK Supply's St. Louis location off Manchester. Call 314-644-3500 or visit CK
CEEKAY.com. That's CEEKAY.com.
Let's say you're selling your home for $300,000. If you listed with me, you'll save $9,000 in commissions. Some agents can charge up to 7% commission to list your home, but I only charge 4%. And I pay the same amount of commission to a buyer's agent, helping you keep more money in your pocket at closing. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty, and I'm a licensed broker in the state of Missouri. And I can list your home on the MLS for 4%. When you want to save money on your next home sale, call me, 314-485-1414. 314-485-1414.
The smarter way to manage business expenses, presented by Concur.
After my conference, I checked out of the hotel and the bill was automatically added to my expense report. Then I hopped into a taxi. I snapped a photo of the receipt using Concur and bam, there it was on my expense report. Then I used my corporate card to buy the client's lunch. Another charge added to my expense report.
Expense reports that write themselves. Just one of the many ways Concur helps manage your company's spend so you can focus on the big picture. Take a free test drive today at tryconcur.com.
Hi, it's Frank. I brought a friend of mine from Europe in to talk to you about Thompson Price because the Europeans are real big on kitchens and food and Henry, come on in here for a second.
Frank, thank you for having me on.
You saw the Thompson Price showroom.
I did. It is magnificent. Nothing like it we have in Europe. It is exquisite, is the word. Is that the correct word?
That is the correct word, exquisite. What would you tell people who are looking to remodel a kitchen or bathroom?
I would tell them, first of all, to not worry if they want to talk to other kitchen and bath remodelers. That's a good idea because comparatively, I believe Thompson Price will come out on top. I have to go now. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Hervey. That was Hervey, my friend from Europe. And, well, there you have it. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. I know it was stupid. Don't email me. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. The showroom is in It's on Manchester. It's about a half mile east of 270 in De Pere, right next to McAllister's Deli. Take a look at that showroom. Take a look at their website. Take a look at any magazines, your ideas, their ideas. Between the two of you, they have a very interesting, thorough process. You're going to have a kitchen you are going to love for many, many, many years. Or bathroom. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. ThompsonPrice.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you going to let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home.
Last week was some of the most fun radio because of this gentleman. He's brought to you by Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. We could have sat and listened to his stories from his days working for the Los Angeles Dodgers all day long. He gave us a lot of his time, and he's back. I'm honored. Ladies and gentlemen from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hi, Dan. That's very nice, very kind of you. Thank you very much.
I loved it. It was great. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, my pleasure. Hey, Apocalypse question. Name the name of the actor who says the highlight of his childhood was playing goalie for his junior hockey team. Dreamed of playing professional NHL hockey, but of course, didn't get her done. Is it Steve Martin, Steve Carell, Steve Harvey, Steve Buscemi? Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets! Every eligible Hollywood bachelor, we're talking from 21 to 40 years of age, all of them are calling Rumor Willis. But she never returns any phone calls. I don't know exactly what her deal is, but she is the new hot pot.
Really?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a flash in the pan, this Kate Hudson and this young Nick Jonas, but they were seen together in L.A., New York, Miami, and that sheep dip that she was dating her manager. That was just to lead everybody off the trail.
Oh.
As you know, Chloe tells friends that she and Lamar are back together. Aww. She's going to be leaving the Kardashian show, I guess, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, no.
You going to be okay?
Yeah, okay. I guess.
Be brave. Odds and ends, Janet Jackson's concert with the Forum here in Los Angeles last week, and really good. Best show, I mean, she has gotten better and better and dances almost as good as her brother.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought Janet was hot.
Yeah, very much so. Was she a, or was that Paula Abdul, was a cheerleader for the Lakers?
No, Paul Abdul.
That was Paul Abdul.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Biggest Hollywood dog lover, Lady Gaga.
Really?
Is she walking down Robertson or Rodeo Drive, wherever she is, she sees a dog being walked by the owner, will stop the owner, introduce herself. She always carries treats for the dogs, feeds the dogs, plays with the dog. She is the biggest dog lover in Hollywood.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. PETA's latest targets. PETA, that's, what's that? People eat, taste the animal?
Yeah.
That's the PETA I know.
Thank you. Blake Lively, who's been wearing a cheetah coat in New York when it's cold. And Kirsten Dunst, who's great in Fargo, by the way. Love that show. Have you seen it?
I've not seen the new one yet, no.
The new one's really good. It's not like that horrible True Detectives.
Good.
Oh, the second one's awesome.
That was terrible. But this Fargo's good. Kirsten Dunst, she just loves showing up at PETA events wearing leather pants, leather dress, leather hat. She does it just to bug him, I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
Two New York Post headlines. A meeting for all New York borough supervisors was called to be held in Brooklyn. That's one of the boroughs. But supervisors from Manhattan and the Bronx didn't want to make the drive. New York Post headline screams, bureaucrats. The new Brooklyn Dodgers. See what they did there?
Yeah.
And because it's baseball. Now, you guys in St. Louis, Cardinals are gone, maddeningly fired. I mean, you know, our baseball kind of guy. Are you pulling for Kansas City?
Yes.
Yes.
I am. Oh, yeah.
Can't pull for a foreign country.
No. Not for the Mets.
Baseball is in the news, so I thought I'd use this. It's kind of cute, is all. With the news that New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez has been hired to do commentary for the playoffs and World Series, New York Post headline screams right underneath his pictures, Alex Rodriguez, banter up. See what they did there?
Yes.
Date in history, October 22nd, 1946. You never heard of him. You don't know who he is. I don't know who he is, but caught my attention. On this date, 1946, Chester Carlson secures a patent for Xerox.
Wow.
Think that changed the world at all?
Very little bit.
Yeah,
so.
Considering everybody calls every copier a Xerox machine.
Yeah.
And finally.
It's like Kleenex.
The name of the actor who says the highlight of his childhood was playing goalie on his junior hockey team, dreamed of being a professional hockey player, was it Steve Martin, Steve Carell, Steve Harvey, Steve Buscemi?
Wow. I'm going to go with Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
I'll say Steve Martin.
From Concord, Massachusetts, Steve Carell.
No!
Very good, Mike Evans.
Outstanding. There you go. Mike Evans. Go out to Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Get the best meal you're going to get this side of California. Thank you. Every day. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy. I could talk to that guy every day, and you guys get to.
What is wrong with you?
So lucky.
He's awesome. No?
No, absolutely. No, we love Mike. No, Mike's giving him a
By the way, I left him on the air so you could hear.
We like giving Mike some grief once in a while, but you have to be careful when you give Mike grief.
You've got to do it.
Because he sure gives out his share of grief.
Yes.
That's for.
Doesn't he know?
Yeah.
You only roast the ones you love.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
And Mike Evans.
That's true. But if you correct him.
No.
Sometimes.
Yes.
But he's the expert. See, that's the thing. If you guys said to me, hey, you know, you're wrong about that thing. You're wrong about that thing. I'd probably say, you're probably right. But that was a very important.
But when he is wrong.
Are we trafficanting or are we moving on?
Yeah, we can trafficanting.
Here's our pal Tim Weiland. We never tease him.
This is our last check on traffic for today.
We never tease Tim. No, never. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. There's still no change in that accident northbound 170 north of Scudder. You've got only the right shoulder that's getting through. Now, your jam goes back to north of Page now. It's also affecting the drivers on Highway 70 westbound that want to ramp on because you're backing up. Oh, it looks like we're almost back to Bermuda. We have a new accident on southbound 270 just a little bit south of Page that's blocking the left lane. A little bit of a backup there. Then you've got stop-and-go traffic from Olive down through 40. Slow pockets down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44 still jamming up. Almost back to Grand out through Murdoch. On eastbound Highway 40, things slowing up from McKnight through Big Bend. And we look at westbound 40, still jammed up pretty solid now from Van Deventer out through McCausland. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Green 18!
The Tigers play here on KTRS. This Saturday, our Mizzou Tigers travel to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at 1 p.m. and the kickoff is at 3.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Are you working so hard to make a living you can't take time to make any real money? Is every day the same boring routine going nowhere and money runs out before the month? Well, my name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you'll call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. I've bought hundreds of houses and trained thousands to do the same. Call 800-350-0255 to get your free starter kit until 500 are given away. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255. Again, 800-350-0255. Call now and take your life back.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution, SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at a store near you, or you can go online at snorestop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at a store near you or online at snorestop.com. That's snorestop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicholas is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Crothers at 314-292-6201.
How you doing? It's Frank Opinion. I'm a deer strike veteran. I didn't destroy four vehicles. The deer did. And we are coming up on and are into the beginning of the worst part of the year when it comes to deer just running across the road. And they're dumb. They don't look. Their little deer parents must not tell them when their little Bambis look both ways. Remember that when your kid looked both ways? They don't look. They just go. And many times they end up going in the path of somebody's cars. They have mine four times. If you have one of the Ford F-150 aluminum pickup trucks, the new trucks, you need to know that not any body shop can work on those. You have to have special certification and certified special equipment. And Schaefer, of course, has that at all locations. So you Ford F-150 people, you hit a deer, no worries, as they like to say in Jamaica, no problem. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 10 locations, soon to be 11, Schaefer Auto Body Center, SchaeferAutoBody.com.
Yes. Just about a minute to go. Mike Evans mentioned that 1949, the guy got the patent for Xerox. This day in history, in 1962, 53 years ago today, then-President John F. Kennedy went on TV to tell America about the Cuban Missile Crisis that had started on October 15th, where the Soviets brought and were putting together a nuclear strike missile silo in Cuba. In Cuba, and because of the stand-up and the stand-down, there was a stand-down on October 28th. Khrushchev took his missiles away, and I guess we're finally getting to some normalcy with Cuba, but that...
We were very close.
Almost a nuclear war.
Very close at that time.
You remember that?
I was just a little kid, yes.
That's Dan Strauss, Ian Geis. Thank you, gentlemen. Also, our thanks to John Landoff Jr., Bill Cleveland and Mike Evans for making this show what it was. My dearest and most sincere thanks to Frank Opinion for letting me sit in. On Thursday, tomorrow, Paul Harris will be here for his normal shift, 3 to 6. Listen to the Big 550 KTRS and check out the website, right? Large Morning Show, AM and the PM.
Yeah. Sure.
That's frankopinion.com or facebook.com/AM and the PM.
Thanks to the audience, everybody. Great calls. Thanks for listening. Have a great night, everybody. See you later.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here. Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen... No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The East St. Louis teacher strike enters week number 3, but tonight more people seem concerned about one of the students. All new at 6. The quarterback of the high school football team, seriously hurt in a car crash.
New revelations from the FBI today over its involvement in Ferguson policing, what they did to help during last year's unrest. And a convicted rapist convicted again, what he did to a Rolla woman and the sentence he's facing.
But first at 6, go ahead and use all the sports metaphors that you can think of, but it is clear the clock is running down on St. Louis's effort to win NFL approval for a new football stadium in town. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Mandy Murphy.